I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. Craigslist has taken down the adult services section of its site. This after 17 states' attorneys general and advocacy groups charged the ads in that section promoted prostitution and human trafficking. Ryan Kahlo is a senior research fellow at the Center for Internet and Society at Stanford Law School. He says this is the latest development in a battle over what responsibility Craigslist has over ads on its site.
Originally, they had this stuff listed as erotic services. A bunch of states' attorneys general basically were concerned about it. And so to address their concerns, Craigslist decided to change it to adult services, to require that you pay money to post, and also, I believe, require some kind of age verification to access that particular part of the site. And finally, and most importantly for our purposes, they decided to start to vet all of the submissions under that category in an effort to weed out the ones that they thought were obviously prostitution.
Craigslist says they had actual people checking all ads for illegal activity, but can you tell from a Craigslist ad whether something illegal will take place? And if not, should that section be there at all?
If you want to go after the crime, go after the criminal.
Jeff Jarvis writes about media and news at BuzzMachine.com.
If someone uses a telephone into their business, do you cut off all telephones? Do you drive people off the street because that's where it happens? And I think there's another bigger question, which I find very interesting, in not our laws, but our norms. We all know that prostitution exists. We all know that people smoke marijuana. We all know that things go along. We all know that every one of us goes faster than the speed limit at some point in the day, because we'll all say it's illegal, nobody should do it, but, you know, we all do it. And so the norms of society and the laws of society don't always match. But in any case, the issue to protect here is speech. Because if you go after Craigslist and stop this, other things were happening in that section too. People were getting real legitimate massages.
Right.
You know, some were. People were meeting for illicit affairs, and that's their own darn business these days. And so you're cutting off other things, and what it affects in the end is the idea that government can come in and intimidate and chill speech.
That's Jeff Jarvis. Craigslist wasn't doing anything illegal by hosting this section. Ryan Kahlo says it's protected by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, and that section does two things.
Number one, it immunizes websites for what users post on them, except for on a couple of circumstances. And so there's some big notable exceptions, but they're not implicated here. The second part immunizes websites for steps they take to clean up their site. It's called the Good Samaritan Clause. And the idea is we're not going to penalize websites for steps that they take. So in a sense, it's ironic that Craigslist took this step of taking things out of personal and putting them into its own separate category, ostensibly because they wanted to police it better. And yet, they are now facing pressure to take that category away and let these things slip back into the general online environment.
The adult services section of Craigslist has been replaced by a little sign that says censored. But this wasn't the government censoring it. Craigslist censored itself. We reached out to the company for comment, but they did not respond. Another item we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Google CEO Eric Schmidt spoke in Berlin and offered thoughts on what the near future will be like. He says your car will know where it is, where it's going, and what's in the way, so it will be able to drive itself. Also, you'll never be bored. Google will know what you care about and offer entertainment accordingly. We know where you are, Schmidt said, and we know what you like. So that's nice. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, fall is coming.
Yes.
Perfect season for a crunchy run through the dry autumn leaves.
And technology will help me, I suppose?
Well, possibly. Nike has a new app for the iPhone and iPod Touch called Nike Plus GPS. It tracks your runs on a map, uses the accelerometer to measure your pace.
I hate it already, so I can't say, whew, that was 5 miles when it was actually only 4.
Well, then you're probably going to love this part, too. The app has a feature called Challenge Me, where if you run 3 miles, it urges you to run 3.5, you know, to push yourself.
Ugh.
And Nike had an earlier version where you had to get a hardware attachment to make it work. Cost $30. This one, no hardware, and it's just $2.
Awesome. 28 extra bucks to spend on donuts. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.